Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 222 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our respective weekends. I did a little more book writing. She did a little soccer traveling. We're going to talk about some things that we've watched and or listened to lately. And we're going to talk about Blazers. You weren't expecting that, were you? I wasn't expecting it either, but sure enough, that's what we do. As always, we are so glad that you're here with us, and we hope that you will hop over to our shop on Amazon. If you're interested in some of the stuff we mentioned, it's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, y'all, here we go with episode 222. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
I have big news.
Oh, I can't wait.
I didn't even tell you before we started recording.
Because no, you did not.
We need things to talk about on the podcast.
Yes.
But I finished the devotional book this morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. Oh, my gosh. That, listen.
Thank you.
That is the writing equivalent of a marathon right there.
Listen, so I went to a Hampton Inn on Friday, and I did not walk out of that Hampton Inn until this morning.
God.
I know. Listen, but it's the way to get her done. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I went in, I was on 82, and I didn't know if I could do it, but last night I wrote 99, and then this morning I wrote 100. And I wrote the intro, which I had not done yet. And then I rewrote one that I spotted as I was skimming through last night that I decided was really terrible.
So
I've sent it to my editor. I still have to do edits and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it is finished.
Oh, praise Jesus. Listen, I am so happy for you. I can't
Thank
even
you.
Tell you. That is the most grueling. Like, I never will forget the feeling of finishing my devotional in 100 days and knowing for sure in my heart that I would never, ever do that again.
Well,
so I'm so pleased for you.
Thank you. Here's the thing that I've realized that's tricky about it, especially as I start to get toward the end, because in a devotional, you don't have time to really break down the implications of a complex passage of scripture.
No.
So, especially writing for something for young women, you know, you try to keep it relatable and relational and all that kind of stuff. So it's really hard to break down a complex idea from scripture in a, like a 700 word devotional, right?
Yes, for sure. It's hard. I mean, I feel like now, and then I'd be interested to know if you felt like this, because after writing All in All, because you've written a devotional, I feel like I would have such a hard time making sure that I wasn't reusing bunch of stuff that I wrote in Everyday Holy if I wrote another one. Like, because I do think I tend to have my same like kind of go-to scriptures that I would be really worried about, like that you would almost have to go back there too and be like, did I already say this?
Oh, I absolutely. Yeah, no, I absolutely. Like I had to go back to All in All and look. And then I would have to get back into the early parts of this new one and look to see if I had used it before. The good thing was, because I keep a list of the stuff that I want to write about, I had this like working document of, I want to write about this. So I knew like topically I was not telling the same stories again. That part I knew, but I didn't know, like, you know, I don't know, like, Psalm 71. Did I use Psalm 71 and All in All? Like, did I use it earlier in this one? So there was a lot of cross-checking. And there were a few times where I was like, Lord, listen, I don't know. This scripture works perfectly in both places and I'm just going to have to use it again. You know, I don't know. So it was something. It did make me think, I don't know if a third one will happen.
Yes.
Which has always kind of been my idea. You know, I've had, mm-hmm. I have a whole, an idea for a third one. I don't know about that. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to be the direction, but
yeah. Well, you need to give it some time. I mean, you're fresh off, you know, it's hard to think about doing anything to me after you're fresh off of just finishing that thing. Mm-hmm.
And the other challenge with this one, I even said this in the last, in the last devotion in 100 was, I'm sorry for all the devotions about my walks, because, yes. because to have written a book in the, you know, that I started in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
There just hasn't been as much real life to pull from. And that's where I get the ideas for the uh-huh. devotions, you know, it's like, you know, if I'm on a weekend trip with my college friends or mm-hmm. there, unless there's just not been much of that kind of thing.
No, so, no, we're not doing much. One time when I was sitting in my house, this other time when I was sitting in my house.
Listen, there was a moment, I think it was, I don't remember if it was Friday night or Saturday night. I think it was Saturday night. And it was in the hotel room and I was in the early 90s. You know, I was like at 92 and mm-hmm. I thought, Lord, is there something in this chocolate? Yes. Is there something?
Yeah.
Like you just start looking around, yes. going, Lord, would you reveal? And, yes. but here's the thing, and this is the sweet thing about writing any book, and I think particularly about writing a devotional book, is somehow like he gets you through it. Like somehow yeah. he gives you stuff to write about and he gives you ideas. And there was a moment last night where the idea popped in my head for number 99 and I started to cry because I knew what 100 was going to be, but I was like, I just mm-hmm. didn't think I would get this far.
Yeah.
So it's a sweet thing.
Yeah.
Hey, taking a quick break to tell you about a new Big Boo Cast sponsor, Third Love. Third Love bras are designed for your perfect fit. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all-day comfort and support. What a concept. Plus, they have a perfect fit promise. They stand behind their products, and if you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days, which I love because sometimes it takes a couple of weeks to figure out, is this comfortable? Do I like it? And they come in more than 80 sizes. Who knew there were so many sizes? Every Third Love bra is made with a signature memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a scratch-free band. They have cups from AA to I, including half cups and bands from 30 to 48. One of the things I loved is that Third Love has a fitting room quiz. It's fun, it's super easy, it's interactive, and it focuses on size, breast shape, current fit issues, and your personal style to deliver bras and underwear that are perfect for you instead of just being generic off the rack. Throughout the whole thing, fit stylists are available for one-on-one chats to answer any questions, and I had questions, and it's so much better than a traditional bra fitting experience because this one you do from the comfort and convenience of your own home, which is my very favorite. Third Love has a perfect fit promise. They stand behind their products. If you don't love it, which I think you will, exchanges and returns are free. Plus, they offer comfort and quality. Third Love creates better bras that focus on what matters, keeping you comfortable. And isn't that what we all want, is a bra that at the end of the day, we aren't dying to rip off. From silky ombre mesh to lace that actually feels soft to their number one rated 24/7 classic t-shirt bra, you can check out all the exclusive styles at thirdlove.com. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they are offering Big Boo listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/bigboo now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/bigboo for 20% off today. I know you will love it as much as Sophie and I do.
And I have to tell you, during my time at the Hampton Inn, I normally go to the Hyatt Place, mm-hmm. but they didn't have any rooms with king size beds.
Okay.
So I want a king size bed. And so I ended up going to the Hampton Inn and it was great. They put me on the top floor at the very end of the hall and it was so quiet and I loved being there, but there were three big takeaways from my time there that I hope will be a blessing to others. One was that I stopped at Walgreens before I checked in and got big bottles of water like I always do. I keep in the mini fridge because I have, you know, I like having a mini fridge so I can have cold water. Yeah. And I got some almonds, you know, like some popcorn, that kind of stuff if I needed a snack. And then I got 2 bars of this Godiva signature chocolate because I like having dark chocolate at night.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I get to the hotel. I DoorDash supper that night. And it comes and I eat. I'd gotten tortilla soup and ponchos from Chewy's. Okay. Which are just like their little individual, thank you, individual nachos. Because my thought was I can still have this at lunch. You know, you just save half and whatever. So after I ate my supper, I was like, oh, I want some dark chocolate. And I opened that Godiva signature chocolate. And here's what I'm going to tell you. You know, normally if you have dark chocolate and you open it up and it's just like a big bar and then you have to pull off whatever you want and then you have to wrap it back up in the foil. The Godiva signature chocolate comes in 8 individually wrapped bars that are lined up across the envelope of the packaging, like sticks of gum.
That's genius.
I'm going to tell you. I really could have written a devotional about that because it was God's grace to me that night. But I was like, why did it take us so long to figure this out?
Yes.
It's individually wrapped. The others are intact and will be fresh when you want them. I was so carried away with it. So well done, Godiva chocolate on that. The second big epiphany that I had, for some reason with this book, I had a really hard time listening to music with words when I wrote. Normally I can listen to anything, but this one I couldn't. And so I listened to pretty much only instrumental music. And the last time I went to the hotel to write, I listened to a little bit of the Piano Guys. Do you know about the Piano Guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so the Piano Guys, I can't remember who told me about them, are these guys. They're essentially like, my mama used to listen to Ferrante and Teicher, 8 tracks when I was little.
Okay.
And they take like modern songs and do piano arrangements of them. So Piano Guys like do an arrangement of Can't Fight the Feeling or something like that. Okay. But of course it all sounds very classical and upbeat. But I got so tickled because after I had listened to it for about the 4th hour in a row, I thought, one, my mama would have had every single one of their CDs. Like,
She
would have listened to them when she cooked. She would have thought nothing had ever been more beautiful. And then the second thing I thought is that I feel like for the better part of 4 hours, I have been listening to various Olympic themes. Yes. Because it all has that vibe, you know. Like it's so it's very, very ceremonial in nature. So that was my second thing. And then the third thing is when I got ready to reheat my ponchos for lunch on Saturday, I was like, well, I don't have a plate. But I did have a microwave at the Hampton Inn. And so, but I was not going to put my ponchos on the bare microwave surface.
Not even in a pandemic. Yeah, never.
So I thought, well, I could put them on a napkin. But then I remembered that the ponchos came in kind of a pizza box. And so I tore off the top of the pizza box. And then I broke it down a little bit. And I made myself a plate. And I felt like MacGyver. And I thought,
look at you.
Look how resourceful we get when we're in a situation where we have to make do because we don't have plates or whatnot.
That's right. You gotta make do with what you have. So when you find yourself with a poncho in a Hampton Inn.
Anyway, so it was super productive. And David and Alex ended up coming and bringing me lunch yesterday. And they brought me supper. Like they brought me supper when they brought me lunch. So, and I got to visit with them, which made me feel a little bit less like I had been sequestered.
Yes.
And all that to say, I got it done.
Thank goodness.
So happy to have it. Cross off the list.
Siri wants to hear more.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to talk about Native aluminum free deodorant. It's such a great addition to your 2021 routine. Native cares about what you put on your armpits. That's why their deodorant's ingredients list includes things you've actually heard of like coconut oil and Shea Butter. Another plus, none of their products are tested on animals and almost everything is vegan. In addition, Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. And there are so many great Native options. Native has a line of sensitive deodorants for people with baking soda sensitivities, plastic-free deodorants if you're trying to cut down on your plastic consumption, and even an unscented option if you're all about your natural scent. And if you want to try something a little different, check out their rotating seasonal scents. Those are some of my very favorites. You can even subscribe to Native so you'll never have to sweat about running out of deodorant again. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/bigboo or use promo code BIGBOO at checkout for 20% off your first order. Thanks, Native, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
So what about y'all? What'd y'all do this weekend?
We went to Dallas this weekend. So we had school off Monday, which is just like a teacher work day. And Caroline did not have a soccer game Friday. So we went to Dallas this weekend. We stayed with our friends, Jamie and Trevor. Okay. So this weekend, who we always stay with. And so it was super fun to see them. And we had a great time. And then Saturday, Caroline went and met, I drove her kind of across Dallas, and she went and met a girl that she's kind of met through this Aggie Instagram page because they think they might want to be roommates next year.
So exciting.
And so they went and had like a 2-hour lunch, but I dropped her off because I drove her because Dallas is just crazy and she doesn't know her way around. So I was like, I'll take you, drop you off, and then I'll just go somewhere until you're ready. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I dropped her off and it worked out because there was a great Target across the street. So I was like, great, I'll go to Target. So, I mean, because where else are you going to be able to spend 2 hours?
That's
so
right.
So I went to Target and it was funny because I was like, look, I was so excited to get to Target and like their home goods right now are killing it in Target. Like they've got the best like plants. They've got great pillows, like so much cute stuff. And so I was really into looking at all their stuff, even though I don't need any of it, but I just like looking at it, you know?
Yeah.
So I did that. And then I looked at the makeup and then I looked at all the stuff and I walked around and I was about an hour into my Target experience where I thought, maybe I need to check her location and make sure that this wasn't some elaborate kidnapping ruse. You know, like all it just like the panic hit me in Target where I was like, I just dropped my kid off
right
in Dallas at a restaurant because she's allegedly meeting a girl. I don't know. You know, like all of a sudden you're like, when did we become so trusting of the internet is what I'm saying. But sure enough, it was all fine. She was exactly where she was supposed to be with the girl.
Okay.
Funny to me that I had been there for an hour when I was like, maybe I need to double check. So anyway, but she did that and she and the girl really liked each other. So that's a potential roommate person.
That's excellent.
Yeah. Which is exciting. And well, it's so different from because I went potluck with a roommate my freshman year. And I think it's a great thing to do if you want to do that, cause it's a great way to meet new people and branch and all that stuff. But it's so different now because you can get to know people on social media before you don't just show up the first day like,
hey,
my name's Melanie, whatever. It's like now you get to like get to know somebody and find out, and they have the same major. And so they just seem to have a lot in common. So we'll see.
That's true. Cause I was actually talking to one of our guys at school last week who has been looking for a roommate, and he found one and it was from a state far, far away. And I was like, how in the world did you connect with him? And he was like, and it was all social media.
Yeah.
And they seem to have a ton in common and he's super excited. But I was like, well, this was not a possibility back in the day. This was not an option, you know?
No. And now there's a whole Instagram account that's like people who've gotten into A&M who are going next year who like post like, hey, this is my name. This is where I'm from. I'm majoring in this. Like some people say I'm looking for a roommate and I want to live here. Other people just say I want new friends. And so you have these connections before you even get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is fun.
So did y'all watch the Super Bowl at all?
So we did. So anyway, so all that to say, we drove up to Dallas. We did that. I do need to mention that I got to see my friend Height yesterday. He came over to Jamie and Trevor's when Caroline and I were actually about to get on the road and leave, but he came by because he wanted them to go. He had wanted Trevor to go look at a potential lakefront property that some of them are thinking about buying together. Okay. Or like kind of building some houses or whatever. And so Trevor was going, but height, Trevor is very introverted and likes to keep to himself. Height is the exact opposite of that.
I've never met height, but I know this about him. I feel like
he's one of the more delightful people you'll ever meet. And he'll listen to this. He did say yesterday that he listens to the podcast, but sometimes he really has to tune out because we aren't talking about anything that interests him.
Height, we are very interesting. We are full of wisdom.
That's right. So, but he kept saying, we can build these A-frame houses. He said, are really not an A-frame, like maybe like a barn dominium. Like what we would do is put up a barn dominium. And finally, Trevor looked at him and said, I'm going to need you to quit saying barn dominium or I'm not going on this trip to the lake. He was like, stop it. Stop with barn dominium.
I've never heard of barn dominium, but now I won't be able to forget it.
Hyde said, it's all over Pinterest. It's all over Pinterest. It's a barn dominium. So, but I thought we were going to lose Trevor on barn dominium. But
let me let Hazel out because Alex is getting home from school. That's why she's upset. Hold on.
Okay.
Listen, Hazel was so excited when I got home today. And I asked David, like, do you think she has a concept of how long I've been gone? Or is it just like, she just thinks I just ran an errand and came back. What is time to a dog? You know,
I read something the other day because I was curious and it said that they tell time by their sense of smell.
What?
I read that in an article because I was curious, like if Mabel knows I've been gone all weekend or whatever, because you always, dogs don't know time, but they said somehow they use their sense of smell to know time or how much time has passed.
I don't know if it's a fun thing or a sad thing that you and I were both concerned about this same topic this weekend. That we both worried about the dog's awareness of how long we've been gone.
Because we both have very codependent dogs.
We do. That's exactly right.
You worry about them because I felt like Mabel, like she curled up next to me when I finally sat on the couch last night. And it was like, I think she slept the best sleep she's had because I think she'd been so worried about where I'd been.
Well, Hazel got on the couch next to me when I got home and started to bark at David. And he was like, I know you want to be with just her and I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave in just a second. But like she needed alone time.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, they were talking about a barn dominium. I don't know. So I texted Jamie last night and I was like, hey, we made it home, you know, had such a fun weekend. And then I was like, are y'all now the owners of Lakefront Property? And she just said no. So I don't know that Trevor was as excited about a barn dominium. And so I don't know that it's going to happen, but anyway, but I told Trevor, I said, if y'all are going to buy anything, you need to buy us a game day house in College Station, forget the lake, you know, because all our kids are there next year.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about a new podcast sponsor. Healthy snacks have a bad reputation, and let's be honest, most of them do not taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy my cravings. This episode is sponsored by Monk Pack, who makes snacks that taste like our favorite sugary treats, but with 1 gram of sugar or less. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. They're great for anyone following a keto lifestyle and the perfect snack for anyone who is trying to eat better or cut back on sugar and carbs without sacrificing taste, which isn't that all of us. There are so many times during the day when I want to eat a healthy snack, but then what happens is I eat a healthy snack, and then I eat another healthy snack, and then I eat another healthy snack, but I'm still hungry until I end up pulling the chocolate chips out of the refrigerator and accidentally eat the whole bag. But here's why Monk Pack is different. They're the perfect balance of sweet and salty. They have crunch from whole nuts and seeds, but they still manage to be soft and chewy, and they taste so good. They come in delicious flavors like caramel sea salt dark chocolate, and peanut butter dark chocolate. Personally, the sea salt dark chocolate is my favorite. It satisfies my chocolate craving and my salty craving, and I can eat one and I actually feel like I've had a good snack and I'm happy with it, so I don't go grab something else. They're the perfect quick snack to satisfy your sweet tooth without guilt. You can enjoy them as a quick breakfast while running errands or after a workout. In addition to being keto friendly, the bars are also gluten-free, they're plant-based, they're non-GMO, with no soy, trans fat, sugar, alcohols, or artificial colors. You can eat them with no guilt. They taste incredible, and you can't beat the low sugar nutrition or the taste they provide. And by shopping online, you can avoid another trip to the store because Monk Pack delivers right to your door. Try it for yourself and you'll see. We have a special deal for our listeners. You can get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code BIGBOO at checkout. And Monk Pack is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com, that's MUNKPACK.com, and select any product, and then enter the code BIGBOO at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. MUNKPACK.com. Monk Pack, delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Thanks for sponsoring the podcast.
But then, let me tell you, and you already know this, but I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. So on the way home, Caroline and I were right outside of Dallas, and you know, that's about a 4.5-5 hour trip. And I was like, what are we going to, and we had talked, I mean, we kind of recapped the weekend and whatever. And then I was like, oh, I said, do you want to listen to this podcast that I've been meaning to listen to? Because we had listened to a couple of episodes of the Popcast on the way to Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I said, do you want to listen to this podcast? And I said, it's a murder mystery. It's called S-Town. And she was like, sure. Listen, you and Ree Drummond had told me that mm-hmm. I needed to listen to S-Town. I remember people talking about S-Town because like all things, like Hamilton, I'm 4 years late to this party. I mean, everybody now has already been there.
Well,
I can't remember the last time something sucked me in mm-hmm. to the degree like that. When we pulled into our driveway, I was like, I'm so sad we're home and I have to quit listening.
So have you listened today?
No, I haven't listened today because Caroline and I agreed we're going to wait because we want to finish listening to it together. So I think we're going to wait till tonight and listen. So we made it through episode 4.
Okay.
So I think we have 3 left.
Okay.
But it was the most fascinating. And I didn't really know because I knew it was about a small Southern town. I knew that it was about a murder, but I had no idea. Like I had no idea what I was in for. And right. just the level, the characters, that it's all real.
Right.
You can't make it up. It's the most fascinating thing right. I've ever listened to.
And it's like I told you yesterday when we were texting about it, it's Southern Gothic at a whole different level. If everything had been in a Tennessee Williams short story or a novel, mm-hmm. people would say, well, that's not at all believable. Like it's just a step too far. But it's about a community called Woodstock, Alabama, which is kind of in between here and Tuscaloosa.
Well, it was, I'm telling you, and then I got home and then I was trying to tell Perry, which, you know, you can't appreciate. And I was like, no. So it's about this guy named John B. McLemore. And he called in to this radio show. And like, I'm trying, and I could tell he was just looking at me like he couldn't, but it, listen, I can't wait to find out how it ends because it takes some twists and turns.
It does.
Characters, but you are so right. Like it's one of those that if you read it in a book, you would be like, well, this is not believable.
Somebody was just making stuff up. Mm-hmm. But no, it's something else. It mm-hmm. really is. Whenever it came out, I remember I told my sister, and it's one of those things too, you can't tell people too much about it before they listen.
No.
Which is why you probably thought Ree and I were crazy because it almost sounds like people are talking in code when they talk about it because nobody wants to give anything away.
Yes.
But yes. I told my sister, like, you've got to listen to this. And she was the same. Where I can't remember what episode, but she texted me and was like, oh my gosh. Like, this is something else again. I did not watch a lick of the Super Bowl because, you know, I have a whole thing when I go to hotels to write, I don't turn on the television, but I will occasionally watch, like if I'm eating supper, I'll watch something on my computer. Mm-hmm. And Jamie Golden told me earlier this week, I woke up one morning and had a text from her that was like, you have to watch In and of Itself on Hulu.
Oh, okay. Yes. I've been hearing about it.
Okay. So I'm not really going to say anything about it because, again, it's one of those things, it's hard to describe. And if you did, you might ruin part of it for people. Mm-hmm. But I started Friday night. I watched some while I ate supper and I was like, well, this is intriguing. So when I finished writing that night, before I went to bed, I watched about 30 more minutes of it. And then when I got up Saturday morning, I went downstairs and got coffee and a bagel and came back upstairs and watched it. I just cannot recommend it enough.
Okay. All right. Well, I need to, because I still need to read The Good Apple, which I want to read after last week's podcast. And now I'm going to need to watch that. So yes. I'm going to add those, but I also need to finish the last three episodes of S-Town. So what I'm saying is I have a very busy week.
You do. You've got some goals, mm-hmm. some things you need to do. I'm going to tell you, we could do a Patreon episode on in and of itself. The outline that I could do for that episode would bring me a lot of personal joy. Okay. You know, I like to make an outline. I like to break stuff like that down. There's a lot to it, as my mama would say. So,
all right. Well, I will watch. We did watch the Super Bowl. So Caroline and I got home in time for the Super Bowl. She went over to a friend's house to watch it. We watched it here. Which ironically, I think it was the first NFL game that we've watched all season long, but okay. You know, it is what it is. We're just not big NFL people. So.
Right.
But
I am if Dak is playing.
Yeah. Well, and I can cheer for Tom Brady cause he's the old guy. You're like, listen, kudos to you. You're 43. I don't really know. I mean, I told Perry, I said, he's only 7 years younger than you. And Perry was like, I don't want to talk about it, Brady. And it was easy for me to cheer for the Bucks because Mike Evans is one of my favorite A&M players of all time. And so just, he has such a great story and he's such a good guy. And like, I even today saw that he like came out and said, basically like, I'll let go of some money if it means we can keep this team together. Like that's just the kind of guy he is. And I just really, so getting to see him have success. So anyway, I was, and I like Patrick Mahomes too. So really it was all fine, but I was kind of interested because I was like there were players that I liked on both teams.
Sure.
So we did watch it. I didn't pay any attention to the commercials because it was kind of like, whatever. I didn't really get the halftime show. It was like, whatever. So basically what I'm saying is I've basically aged out of pop culture, apparently.
Oh, well, but listen, you're listening to S-Town 3-4 years later. You're catching up.
I'm on the cutting edge.
So where are you with your TV situation?
Well, so here's where we are. So I went to Best Buy, I guess last week after we talked, I think I went. I don't know, that week. And I bought 2 Roku streaming sticks.
Okay.
So, because I figured we might as well have the same system. So we put one in the playroom TV, which is where Caroline watches TV a lot. And then I'm having Best Buy come out to put the other one in our big TV on Wednesday.
Okay.
Now I can do it. I installed the one in here. It's super easy, but I decided it was worth the $100 to Best Buy for my marriage, for us to not have to get that big TV off the wall and plug it in. And then hang it back up. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have them come do it.
Listen, cost benefit analysis. That's real life.
Yeah. And that was the guy tried to tell me at the store. He was very helpful because I said, and you could tell this is when you get the young kids who are dealing with an older woman. And you know, I am that person. As I said, hey, here's my situation. I said, do you think the Roku streaming stick is my best bet? And I said, we have a smart TV, but it doesn't get Apple TV. And I said, so if I get the Roku, and he was like, yes. And he said, now help me understand. He said, so you have a smart TV, but it doesn't get Apple TV and all that. And you can't download apps on it. And he was like, okay. And I said, but if I get the Roku streaming stick. And so he kind of started to ring me up and then he goes, ma'am, I'm worried this doesn't work like you think it does. He said, like, you realize you have to subscribe to things to get, like, just plugging this into. And I said, yes, I do know that. And then he said, I just didn't want you to at me. And I said, I'm not going to at you. I said, I appreciate.
Listen, you probably made his day because you knew what he meant when he said he didn't want you to at him.
Yeah. So I want to say, hey, I'm cooler than you think. So, I know I'm almost 50, but don't at me, Arnold.
Hey, taking a quick break to tell you about New Calm. Stress, sleep, recovery, whether we're in the gym or at work, these things shape how we perform. I know I need to get more sleep at night, and I definitely need help managing the stress of just the everyday life in 2021 and all the challenges that it continues to bring. One thing that I've added to my daily routine, and it's helped make a noticeable difference for me, is NuCalm. I use NuCalm twice a day, and at first I continued to take my melatonin at night, but by the third week I realized I didn't need the medicine any longer and I stopped taking it. I'm now using NuCalm only before bed. It makes me relaxed, calm, and tired, which is what I need to be, and I sleep like a baby, which is really saying something. It really helps me relax and sleep better. Stress is unavoidable, and it's so imperative to our health and happiness to be able to manage stress and not be managed by it. NuCalm gives you the power to slow down and get some distance, which will allow you to respond better to the demands of everyday life. What I love is I tend to say I take things on the pillow with me, and I get in bed and my brain starts to think about all the things that I needed to do and all the things I should have done. But NuCalm brings a sense of calm by interrupting acute stress at its source and by bringing you into the calming brainwave patterns that are associated with relaxation, greater awareness, intuition, and they provide a calming sensation. It's clinically proven in over 1 million sessions to improve your sleep, reduce your stress, and boost your recovery without drugs and side effects. The NuCalm system uses cutting-edge neuroscience and consists of three non-invasive and non-pharmaceutical items, all of which are included in your monthly subscription that costs less than a daily cup of coffee. The whole process is easy to use and to work into your daily routine to achieve better sleep, reduction in stress, and boost in recovery. Do what I did. Own the day with NuCalm and make 2021 the year you manage your stress better. We have a special link set up specifically for our listeners. Go to bigboonucalm.com and get 50% off your 30-day subscription of NuCalm and their money-back guarantee. That's bigboonucalm.com. bigboonucalm.com. So, but I got the Roku all set up, and then I've subscribed to our Roku, you know, streaming. And then I feel like I've done some research. I got lots of comments from people, which were super helpful and kind of helped me decide. But ultimately, my friend Casey, who's younger, she's my friend that's like 15 years younger than me, so I trust her on these things.
Sure.
They've cut the cord, and they're big Aggie football fans. And she said that they decided that YouTube TV is the best option because you have an unlimited DVR to record, which it hadn't even occurred to me about the DVR. Like, you still want to record stuff on the cloud sometimes. That you have unlimited. It's a little more expensive than Hulu, but Hulu's $10 cheaper, but only if you get the version that has commercials. So you have to pay $10 more. So then it's the same price as YouTube TV.
See, you got to be so careful. Well, I've heard great things about YouTube TV. I feel like a lot of people I've talked to who have gotten rid of their cable or whatever service they have, they have mentioned that they have enjoyed the YouTube TV.
Yeah, that's well. And then Jamie and Trevor this weekend, that's what they have. And I think the interface, they said, feels the most familiar and the most like cable, where you still have a guide where you can like scroll through and search for stuff.
Okay.
And then it sounds like if we add the Hallmark channel or package to it, which is only like $7 more a month, then we can get the outdoor channel and stuff for Perry.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. But YouTube TV has SEC Network and all the ESPNs and all that, which is what I was worried about. Now, Trevor said, just in case you're listening, you're wondering, like, if you're like a big NBA person or NFL, like sometimes you have to buy the extra package to get all the NFL games and all the NBA games, but we don't care about any of that. So,
right.
For us, as long as I can get college football, that's all I care about.
Let me ask you this. Have y'all... I don't feel like you have. Maybe Caroline has. Have y'all watched WandaVision at all?
No. And I asked Caroline if she was going to watch it because I thought, and I've seen people talking about it and I didn't know what it was. And then she just said she has not watched it yet. I don't know what she's watching right now, but have y'all, because everybody's talking about it.
All right. Listen, you understand. I don't know anything about Marvel.
Yes,
I've seen Black Panther and I've seen 2 Iron Man movies and that is it. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know anything about it. So I didn't understand. I still don't really all the mythology of it, but Alex was super excited about it. David was excited about it. So I was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So I kind of halfway watched the first one and thought just like creatively, it was interesting. Same for the second one. I was like, well, creatively, this is really like some people are brilliant putting this thing together. But again, I'm not really getting it. Mm-hmm, the last few episodes, and again, I still don't really get it, but it's so compelling that okay. I told Alex yesterday, I was like, I think I want you to take me through the Marvel movies. Like, I think that's something I would like for us to do, is to watch the movies and for you to help me understand this whole universe.
It's
really interesting. I don't know how to describe it. I wouldn't even attempt to describe it, but it's so clever and so creative. And again, I am missing 95% of why it's so compelling to people who love the whole Marvel series.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I have enjoyed it. So,
okay. All right. Yeah. I've seen people, and then I was kind of like, this looks good. And then somebody said, it's part of the Marvel. And I was like, check, please.
I know.
So, but I have seen a lot of people mention it. And so I've been like, is that something that I would like? Like, I don't know. So
I kind of think you would. I really do. But I think you'd be like me. I think that you would ultimately probably have, you would have to, I'm going to have to understand more about it, I think, to,
yeah,
you know, to really appreciate it. But I always love when I see something that seems just super like inventive and original, mm-hmm. and it certainly does. So,
okay. All right. Well, I will put it on my list. You know, the thing is, it dawned on me, you know, as I sit here and say, I still need to listen to S-Town, and now I have to watch In and of Itself, and I want to read The Good Apple. This is what happens with soccer season, because we have two nights a week where like, we're just done. Like there's no, I'm not watching. And you know, the only time I ever watch or read anything is really at night, because during the day, I'm very busy. So I,
right. Very, well, listen.
Well, I'm doing laundry and I'm doing stuff and I'm running around. So I did laugh because when I did go to that Target on Saturday, I hadn't been in a Target in like a month, just because I don't like wearing a mask for that long. And so I just don't ever go just to look. But I mean, you should have seen like when we were unpacking yesterday, we were getting stuff out and Perry goes, what all did you buy at Target? But it was like, because I hadn't been in person, like I got a new bubble bath. I got some new eye patches. I got a new pajama top. Like it was.
Listen, David got the black mask that you mentioned from Amazon, and he really likes them.
Listen, they're my favorite. They're the best because they're so lightweight. They don't feel like they're just, and they have that nose piece, which I think is so crucial.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're a good one. I don't wear any of my cloth masks anymore. I'm strict disposable.
Well, I actually ordered last night. I thought there's not a doubt in my mind that I am going to commit to this, because when I bought the Dry Volume Blast, the Living Proof stuff, the first time I just got a small one because I was like, you know, if I don't like it, then I'm just, you know, it's fine. It's just, I've just bought a little travel size something, but I bought the great big one last night. It's in it to win it for the long haul with me. So
yeah. It's a good one. I mean, I buy it like on repeat. That's how you know. There's certain things that now I just like, you know, Amazon now has that subscribe feature. Like
yes.
Keep. And so I know those are my real MVPs, the ones that I subscribe to.
Yeah, I agree. I like it a lot. Is there anything clothing wise we're missing? I know we're in a weird time, but anything that we need?
What? Well, I have one of the things that's on my five favorites this week.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, I'll wait and talk about that. I will say this one is not on my five favorites, but I will say that Old Navy right now, and we can put it in the show notes. They have the best, like just simple black blazer right now.
Okay.
And I bought this kind of houndstooth brownish plaid one earlier in the fall.
I remember you mentioned that.
And I love it. And then this black one is the same. Like they are so well made. They feel so good on. Like they have just a little bit of stretch to them. And they're just super cute with jeans. And it's like on sale, it's like $40, which is a great deal for a black blazer. And that's a look that's just really in with your leggings or with your jeans or whatever. I love a blazer. So just FYI.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm. It's super cute. It's like a ponte knit.
Yes, I see.
Uh-huh. It's a good one. It's a good one.
I have not worn a blazer since maybe eighth grade.
So, like when you just going to all your business meetings,
when I was going, but you know how everything was so preppy, like in our junior high days. And so I had a blazer. This one looks a little looser though, like structure wise, than what I had back then, which you would hope that they would have evolved some over the last 35 ish years.
Yeah. But well, they're kind really... of like an oversized boyfriend fit. And I really like the look of wearing them with like a hoodie. You can wear them with like a hoodie.
With a hoodie, you say?
Yes, with like a hoodie and leggings and then like sneakers. So it's like a sporty, casual look.
Okay.
Yeah. Or it looks really cute if you wear like a fitted, more of a fitted top and then like with boyfriend jeans and then put it on with that. I don't know. I really am into I've always loved a blazer. Like I remember I had a lot of blazers in college. That was a big thing for me. And so the fact that they've kind of made a resurgence, I'm real happy about.
Now, is it short on or is it, it doesn't look like it's long.
It comes down over your bottom. So it's not super long, but it comes down long enough. And if I wear like a hoodie that's, you know, longer, you know, so it kind of covers all that. So anyway.
Is it the boyfriend blazer? Is that the one that you have?
The boyfriend blazer.
Yeah. Okay.
Knit boyfriend blazer.
I was not looking at the boyfriend blazer. And so I did not. That's a great length.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a good length. I'm just telling you, it's really cute. And so, I just really like a blazer. So that one's a good one.
Okay. This is going to be a huge step out for me if I get into a blazer, but listen, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
And really, where am I going right now that I wear a blazer? But one of these days, the pandemic is going to be over and then, I'll have more places to wear it. But I don't know. I just like it. It's an easy way to look pulled together without really being that pulled together.
Oh, I bet it looks darling. The hoodie thing has really thrown me. I didn't even know you could do that.
It's what you find on Pinterest next to the barn dominiums. Like you find... a hoodie.
That's a way to pull it back around. It's like you just closed an essay with that. I think we can do five favorites now. I think you wrapped that whole thing up in one sentence. So I'm ready. I'm ready for your five favorites. We can't go back. We can't go back.
We can only go forward. Uh-huh. We can only go forward. Okay, here are my five favorites.
All right.
Now, this first one is the nerdiest thing I never imagined. So years ago at a speaking event, actually not years ago, 2 years, feels like years ago. It was probably 2 years ago. At one of my speaking events, after it was over, they gave me the prettiest. It was this graphic image, like leather journal.
Okay.
But it had like a notebook inside of it. So, you know, you could refill it like with the, you know, so it was just like a leather cover and then you put the notebook in it.
Yes.
And I started using it. I take that one. That's the one I take to church and I do sermon notes and stuff in it.
Yes.
And what I discovered about this notebook is the paper is such a good thickness and quality that you can write on both sides. Like I can write on the back of a page and there is no bleed through, like zero bleed through, even using like more of a felt tip pen, which is what I prefer to take notes with.
Okay.
So I love these graphic. So all that to say, I was like, now this year I'm doing my Bible recap. So I was like, I want to have a separate notebook to start putting my notes there, like that's separate from my sermon notebook. So I ordered, you can just get the notebook refills.
Okay.
And they have a plastic cover. So you don't have to get the like journal cover unless you just want to, but they are the best notebooks. Like I love them. Like the pages don't tear out. Like they're super sturdy. It's like you can write on both sides. They're just super good for taking notes.
Okay.
So they're pricier than a normal notebook, but I'm telling you that they're worth it because you can do front and back. Like it'll last you forever. Like I'm still on my first one.
Do you have the 7-inch or the 9-inch?
I have the 9-inch.
Okay.
And I really like it. So just if you're a journalist, kind of person, if you like something to take notes in, I just really, really like these. And they do have beautiful covers that you can get if you want that kind of thing. And they have day planners and all this stuff, but the notebooks I'm a big fan of.
All right. I love that.
Yeah. So my second favorite thing is, and this was a find courtesy of the Next Door Girls who I love on Instagram.
Yes. Who I also follow now because you told me to.
Yes. I love following them. But they found a shirt. It's the Aerie. So it's from American Eagle. It's the long sleeve Western button down.
I'm looking at it right now.
Here's why I love it. I got it in a large because I knew I wanted it oversized.
Okay.
It's the softest, thennest flannel. So it feels like you've had it forever. So it's like the perfect, like not too heavy, but it's got that super soft flannel-y feel. I got it in the red plaid because I just could not resist like a good kind of faded red plaid that doesn't right. look Christmassy. It has snap. It has like the pearl snap buttons. So it mm-hmm. is like that Western look. Mm-hmm. And it's so dang cute. Like it's probably one of my favorite shirts that I've gotten in a long time. They also have a blue that's really pretty. I think they have it in just a tan, but it's just a great like basic shirt that you could wear like open over something, like over a tank or whatever, or you could wear it buttoned up. You could wear it tied at the waist. It's just super versatile and I really love it.
You are a reliable scout of the Aerie brand. You really are.
I'm a fan of the Aerie brand. Like, I think you can find some really good stuff and they put it on sale all the time. So like, I don't think that shirt, I just looked, it's not on sale right now, but I bought it like 2 weeks ago when it was on sale.
Okay.
So they always have good sales and I feel like they're a great place for just casual wear.
Excellent.
Yes. So now on my next one is, so a lot of times people ask me, where we shop for Caroline.
Yes.
And where we look. And I recently discovered, and this place is not just for Caroline because I've seen some cute stuff there too. But I found them on Instagram and I can't remember how, but now I follow them, but it's Two Brunettes Boutique.
I'm scrolling through it right now.
They have a lot of different price points for their clothes, but they have a really good selection. I like that they have a mix of high end and low end. They have a cute Instagram account where they'll post stuff that's come into the shop. And so now I have Caroline follow them. So I love it because she can be like, ooh, I like this top or whatever. It's a way for her to pick stuff out. And without us having to like, because normally if I show her something, I'm like, look at this dress. And she's like, that looks like you, not me. Okay. So,
here's how I know this is going to be in my wheelhouse. I'll tell you why. Because I clicked on their shoes and they have the Huey boots that I have loved and worn the fire out of this winter.
Yes.
And they have a pair of sneakers, which if you want to look, I almost sent these to you the other day to ask you if I need these. They have a pair of sneakers that I've had my eye on, I think
which ones?
At a store here in Birmingham, the Tinley sneakers by Dolce Vita.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking. They have them here?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm going to have to put them in the search bar. This is like our old days. Hold on. What page is it?
If you click on shoes, they'll pop right up.
Oh, okay.
It's the second pair of shoes on the shoes page.
Oh, okay.
And I saw these the other day on the...
Yeah, those are super cute.
So, and they have them in my size. But remember when you were here, I think we ran into Gus Meyer and on their Instagram account, they had these shoes and I was like, oh, I'm mm-hmm. somewhat enamored.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really like cute shoes. I feel like they've got cute accessories. I feel like they get great new arrivals. They have a good mix of like dresses and cute tops. And I feel like it appeals to a wider range of age groups. Like there's some stuff that I'm like, is totally Caroline, but then there's a lot of stuff that I would wear too. So it's just a good new little, if I'm looking for something online, that's become like a go-to, like I'm going to go check their site first to see.
I love that. That's a good edit. You know, when somebody has waded through all the things available and they've put some
a
good selection together.
And I'm just not a good, like, it's funny how, I mean, I've been doing Fashion Friday for what, 152 years now?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that. And it's funny how more and more, like, I still go out to Nordstrom, but it's like, I really have to search by like certain brands that I know I always like Madewell or Zella or Free People, because I can't wade through the whole Nordstrom site to see what I like, you know? And so it's too big. And that's how I got with departments back in the days when we used to go out to malls and go shopping. That's how I got, like, I like a smaller boutique because I like seeing a more curated collection of stuff.
Yes. I like it online. I don't like a boutique. Have we talked about this, that I don't love a boutique in person because I feel pressure?
Yes. I agree.
It's a smaller store. Mm-hmm. You know, people are paying attention to you and really want to help you, which is great. Mm-hmm. But the people pleaser in me feels really guilty if I don't buy something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I agree. Well, and sometimes you have to be careful because I've walked in a boutique before and you're like, the cheapest thing in here is $500. So I can't even buy something to make you feel better. Yeah. Like I can't.
Ma'am, I cannot help you. I cannot participate in this particular side of capitalism. This is, you have exceeded and this my is, ability. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And this is a white shirt, you know, like, right. This, mm-hmm. So you can't convince me that this white shirt is better than a $40 white shirt. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So anyway, that's my third. My fourth is I got in yesterday. I came home from Dallas to discover that my Sky High mascara had been delivered.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And so I tried it. Now, I looked for it in Target when I was there on Saturday, and it was completely out because I think wow. It's just made all the internet rounds. But I'm going to say that I tried it. I put it on yesterday as soon as I got home because I wanted to see. And I put it on again today before I worked out. And I will say that it lasted through my workout.
Okay.
I really love it. I love the brush. I like how it makes my lashes look. I'm a fan.
So now here's my question. Did you feel like it was more lengthening or more volumizing?
I think it did both. I felt like the first coat is lengthening, but then I felt like once I did a second coat, it was volumizing. Like it did. So I feel like it's a good mix of both.
Okay.
I really like it. So, it's going to be a keeper is what I'm saying.
I can't wait to try it. I still haven't tried it.
No, I think it's a good one. And it's got that real skinny little brush with all the little pointy things on it. You know, like it's got a lot of, and that's my favorite kind of brush.
Okay. That's kind of like the, there was another one that you liked that had that brush.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember. That was the like, Accelerate or something.
Something. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was several mascaras ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
My fifth and final thing is, so you know, Clarisonic went out of business.
I'm so sad about that.
I know. Because I really did like my Clarisonic brush. The problem became with my Clarisonic brush is I like to leave it in the shower to use it there.
Okay.
Most of the time. And then I discovered, much to my dismay, that Perry was also using it at the end of the day. To take off his sunscreen because he put so much sunscreen on his face. I couldn't figure out why it was getting so dirty, and it was because he was using it to clean his gross face.
I'm so sorry.
So I can't even tell you that I feel like it set my skincare back 6 months to know that I had been using the, you know, brush. So anyway, I knew I needed another solution. And so I had that, remember those Foreo I got in a FabFitFun box, one of those Foreo, it's like a silicone vibrating.
Yes, I do.
And so I'd gotten one of those. Something happened to it. I lost it. I left it in a hotel. I don't know. But anyway, 2 weeks ago, I bought a very similar, it's a knockoff, but it works really well. But it's a silicone vibrating face cleansing brush off of Amazon. It's $22. You charge it. It's got a USB charger. It has different settings, but I've been using that with my Revision brightening face, and I really, really love it.
Okay. So just off of Amazon.
Just off of Amazon. But it feels like, because it's silicone, I like that I can rinse it off and it, you know, nothing's getting trapped in it. You
yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels more hygienic is what I'm saying.
Is Perry using it?
No, because he doesn't know what it is. Like I just put it in there. And so he won't know how to work it. And we're just going to leave it that way. And I kept the Clarisonic. So he can keep using that Clarisonic. It will. And you know, it is what it is, but you know, it's like, and men are different because it's like last night, like I felt like it was almost like a personal slap in the face to see the difference in Tom Brady 20 years ago and Tom Brady yesterday.
What in the world?
Who looks like that?
Who looks exactly the same like that?
Yeah. If anything, he looks better. Like he looks almost better now. So I'm like, what? I want to know who's doing his Botox is what I'm saying, because he and J-Lo, I mean, just as fresh. And I'm like, if you pulled that picture of me from 2001 and me from yesterday, nobody's going to say she hasn't aged a day. I mean, somebody might say it, but they wouldn't mean it.
I can't remember. Was it Susie on Twitter that said underneath your post about Tom Brady that said he doesn't eat chips and salsa, so it's not worth it. Like, yeah,
it's true. It's true. Well, and he doesn't, you know, and he doesn't eat like, because Brent, my trainer, was telling me like Tom Brady doesn't eat like strawberries because they're too high in sugar, you know? So it's like,
he's another level.
He's another level. And I mean, if you start to tell me that strawberries are my treat food, I'm out.
I doubt that Tom Brady has ever gotten near your favorite Haagen-Dazs.
I bet not. I bet he hadn't eaten a whole package of sour gold bears while he listened to S-Town driving home from Dallas.
You think Tom Brady likes ponchos from Chili's?
That he heats up on a cardboard plate. He's
That's I don't feel like that's where he's living. Don't.
No. I feel like Tom Brady and the Big Boo cast have made very life choices. I feel like
it's... We have, listen, our two roads diverged in a narrow wood. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady went one way and we went the other.
Yeah, and that has made all the difference.
That has, which is why you and I are over here scrounging around for skincare treatments, and Tom Brady's just living his best life.
He is looking just as fresh faced. But mm-hmm. I wonder though if you could talk to Giselle, if she's like, oh, he gets in there and he uses my face mask and my Clarisonic brush.
Well, clearly I think probably she's, I don't know, she may be the brains behind that whole operation.
Yeah, she may be. So anyway,
alrighty. So well, thanks everybody for being with us.
Yep. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back.
That's right. Something
next week.
We will. We'll be back. And we will be on the other side of Valentine's Day, which is always our favorite. Yes. And we're just thankful that you showed up to listen. So yep. We will talk to y'all later.
Bye. Have a good week.
Bye, everybody.